Each time that you choose to speak your dirty language, your punishment will increase.
A tyrannical character known as Elder pinches a student by the ear and leads him to his desk. In the course of the play, the boys are beaten, verbally abused, and stripped of their identity. Whites are forced to assimilate into Yupik culture. It's horrific treatment, but it also really happened, which playwright Jack Dalton says is the point.
Being Native myself, being Yupik myself, I have had a lot of conversations with people who essentially ask, why are Native people still having problems? And my answer is usually, well, when you look at all of the traumas that happened over several generations, you can imagine that it's really hard to heal from those traumas.
Assimilation premiered in Anchorage in 2010 with 12 sold-out performances. In this past spring, it was selected for a staged reading at Emory University. Dalton said he didn't do any historical research on Alaskan Native boarding schools. He drew inspiration from the stories his family told him about their own experiences.
So I was actually worried that maybe I was too close to the subject and I might be making it harsher than it really was. But my dramaturg, Michael Evenden from Emory University, went and did the research and came back to me and said, you only cover about 25% of what happened.
Louise Leonard, the actress who plays Elder, attended one of the Native boarding schools when she was a kid and remembers being punished for speaking her native language, Chupik.
I am so glad that this is going to be on, you know, because we never really talked about those days.
Dalton casts Leonard after meeting her at a state fair. He says traditionally, not talking about the bad things was a survival mechanism. But it's one that can be dangerous. Each performance of assimilation is followed by a community discussion. But Dalton has wondered if some of the material could be offensive, particularly the racial slurs targeted towards whites.
Every single person I talked to said, how could I possibly be offended by what's in the play when you realize that every one of those things and every one of those slurs is something that's happened to Native people and other minorities?
By flipping the roles, Dalton says he hopes Natives won't feel triggered by the violence, and non-Natives can empathize with what happened. In Juneau, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.